Snowdrop had a pure white patch of fur on her head, hence her name. She was a dry-humoured old mouse, though nowhere near as ancient as Quelt. Tilia made room for her.
Sister, you're usually one of the first here every morning. What kept you late today?
Snowdrop dipped her fall in hot mint tea and sucked at it.
I am rather late, Miss Wardlock, so would you do me a favour? Please, don't bring any more large birds to this abbey at mealtimes. Yesterday it was an osprey just before supper. Today it was a barnacle goose at breakfast time. Quelt had me dashing around the library, pulling out reference books on geese and their seasonal flying times. It doesn't do a creature's eating habits any good, you know.
Tilly licked sauce from her paw.
Sorry about that, sister. So, Quelt has met Brantalus, has he?
Snowdrop nodded.
He has indeed. It is his opinion that geese are more sociable and forthcoming than ospreys. He likes the sky furrows especially, having treated several of their gaggle in bygone seasons.
The otter maid agreed.
I like Brantalus too. Did he say how he came by his wound?
The little sister poured herself more tea.
Brother Perrant said the wound could have been a lot worse. He was cleaning and dressing it as I left the infirmary. Your friend Brantalus told Quelt that he'd been shot by a cat's arrow.
Brinty interrupted.
A cat's arrow? But there aren't any cats in Mossflower Country anymore. I wonder where he was when he received the wound.
Using a habit sleeve, Snowdrop wiped steam from the tea off her tiny square glasses.
Over the great seas in some place called Green Isle. That's what I heard him say.
Giri thumped the table, sending plates clattering.
Green Isle! That's the place you said the otter lady mentioned in your dream, Tyria!
The otter maid promptly repeated the line.
Seek the Green Isle through her knowledge.
The sister looked up from her breakfast.
Through whose knowledge? What are you young'uns rattling on about?
Tyria had already left the table and was heading for the stairs.
I'll tell you later, sister. Right now, I've got to go and speak with that goose.
She hastened up to the infirmary, followed by her three friends and a curious sister Snowdrop. Brother Perrant showed them into his sick bay, bowing ironically.
Ah, welcome to the abbey nesting place. Any more big birds today, Tyria? A swan or an eagle, perhaps? Or is it too early for them to come calling?
Brantalus came waddling behind the brother. He seemed spry enough and was proudly sporting a clean white linen dressing around his neck. The barnacle goose pointed his beak at the infirmary keeper.
Right you were, Tyria. A great healer this mouse has, I am thinking. See, Brantalus is lively as an egg chick.
The otter maid nodded approvingly, then came straight to the point.
What do you know about a place called Green Isle?
The osprey perched up on the windowsill, picking at the remains of his fish, spoke for the first time.
Pantheon Pike Talent knows more of Green Isle than a sky furrow. It is my home. His kind only stopped to feed there before flying on. Pike Talons have always lived on Green Isle.